Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. We're joined at this time every Thursday by Dr. Rick Holm. He's host of On Call with the Prairie Doc. The program airs Thursday evenings at 7 Central, 6 Mountain on SDPB-TV and on the Prairie Doc Facebook page. Tonight's episode deals with changes in Native American healthcare. We welcome the Prairie Doc now for a preview. He joins us at from the Janine Basinger Studio in Brookings on the campus of South Dakota State University. Dr. Holm, welcome back.
Hi, Lori. What a pleasure to be on your show every Thursday. Thank you for inviting me.
We absolutely adore having you here. How are you doing as we also follow your health journey together?
Yeah, I'm a walking skeleton. I've lost a lot of weight, and that's probably not a good sign about what this cancer is doing. But it could be the infection. There's an infection in the liver, but I think I'm better now. Yeah. I'm getting better a little bit. So I'm feeling, I have hope. I'm not afraid to die. I've enjoyed a wonderful life. I've surrounded my family. My family just all came home. And a guy couldn't be a luckier guy. I mean, there's an advantage to cancer. M. Scott Peck said it's grace. It gives you a sense of putting your life together, looking at the value. What have you done that matters? And that's a glorious thing to be able to think about what matters.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a wonderful thing.
And certainly your family and that legacy, but also the legacy of your book and the individual patients that you serve, this show, these weekly conversations. Just a whole lot to be grateful for us to be grateful for you. And I suspect for you to be grateful for all the people who've been on the small parts of this journey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are we still doing we still doing a Snoopy dance together?
Oh, we are, Somebody sent me a happy dance cup, and I thought, it's selling out there in front, so you didn't have to do the Snoopy permission to make a cup.
Right.
So I should have been doing happy dances all along.
Yeah.
But Snoopy, that is such a perfect picture of what joy is, to enjoy every moment. And I think that's so important.
Yeah. We are talking about taking care of ourselves for Heart Health Month in February earlier, and we're going to talk with your program about Native American healthcare, and we talk about your personal journey. The healthcare and it affects all of us so deeply and so closely, and it's so easy to forget. I forgot to eat this morning, and I was sitting in the show. I'm super hungry, and my stomach's growling, and all I can think of is, like, how do you forget to do something as basic as feed yourself?
As eating.
But we forget all the time to take care of ourselves. We forget to go to the doctor.
Do.
We forget to eat. We forget to exercise. We forget to take care of our bodies until they scream out at us.
Well, we do, and I think if there's a thing called routine, it's part of what is Homo sapiens history. They have a tendency to the human beings of the world that has really established over the last 70,000 and particularly the last 10,000 years, there is a thing called habit, that we have a tendency to get into a routine. And I like that because I can brush my teeth every morning and every evening. And I can, I do a water pick every evening. And I have a tendency to, there's some routines that I used to do that I don't do anymore. I used to run 6 miles 3 days. 3 days a week, and walk a mile the other days. And, that routine, if I didn't do it, I would feel weak. I would get owly and irritable. Mm-hmm. And my wife would say when I was, not as friendly as I usually am, why don't you go for a run?
Yeah, right.
So there's habits that we need to do. And I think the three main healthy habits are to exercise on a regular basis, to eat less food, and to connect with people. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I have developed a friendship, and we've, you know, that relationship is important to me. Well, we hardly ever see each other. I mean, we've seen each other twice, three times, really. But it's important to me. And those relationships, friendships, you know, family, those connectedness times are extremely important in wellness.
Yeah.
Completely important.
Yeah, it is a great privilege to be your friend and to hear your voice in my headphones every week. Yeah.
Yeah. We were going to talk about Indian health and disparities.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about that at all?
Because I want to transition to this idea of just when I, you know, when I said I forgot to eat, there are so many people who, you know, don't have the option of eating, and hunger is part of their daily life. And when we think about disparity for anybody, for, you know, economic disparity, you know, from a racial perspective, from a tribal perspective, we come at this often from a place of great privilege. And yet there are people who don't have, you know, the advantages of even eating breakfast. But within the Native American community, there's also this this idea of structural damage and intergenerational trauma. Where do you begin with that conversation?
Well, I believe that over time things heal, and Black Elk said that seven generations from wounded knee, we will come back and get our stuff together, and we will begin to appreciate ourselves and the Indian culture once again. And we're at a, 130 years from 1890. And the divide that by seven and it's 19. You know, it's 19-year-olds that are now going to, are the hope for the Indian culture. And I am right in there, and there's a lot of immigrant Europeans that are also supporting them. What can we do to help them, and, or by the way, appreciate what they've done and what we did to them? Also appreciate the fact that we really ran over them and took their lands and basically conquered them. And they have so much in their culture that's deeper than ours. I said to a famous author one time, what is the best poetry? What is the best writing? And he said, it's Indian writing. They have a depth that is beyond the Europeans. Isn't that interesting? And I think that tells us something about this culture that's going to rebound, and I'm looking forward to it.
Mm. What are some of the things that doctors, I mean, that can do when you're meeting with patients who are functioning in a system that's broken? It's easy, you know, we were talking about heart health earlier, and it was like, do this, do this, do this. Here's some great tips.
Yeah.
There are so many people who cannot do those things because they can't get the basic, you know, maybe you can't get your medicine, or you can't
poverty.
Get dental care because of poverty. And that's a broad, you know, a broad statement about income inequality. Where do you begin as physicians to deal with income inequality or patients who are coming to you, you know, in emergencies only, for example, because they don't have health insurance? How do you sort of approach that?
Yeah. Watch the show tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to have a white orthopedic surgeon and his counterpart, and the two of them are going to talk about solutions for the disparities that occur. And I'm looking forward to that. They may have some answers. I think the answer, though, is hold your head high, every one of us. I think about Mr. Rogers. looking at that little boy in the last two or three movies that he's two documentary movies on Fred Rogers, and he would say, "You matter. You are important to me." Who can give a better lesson than that? Hmm. We need, and I think that's the biggest thing that we could do, particularly for kids, to give them value, and particular to American Indian kids or Native American, however you want to call it. There's disparity in or how do you call them? But I think looking into the eyes of another person who is struggling with self-respect, and to give them as much love as you can in your heart. It doesn't even need to be words. It has to do with looking at them. Mm-hmm. It has to do with sensing their value.
You matter. You matter, and you have worth. Yeah. Do you see? Have you seen that in your practice a lot? In a lot of people, whether it's a woman in a bad relationship, or a child who's been bullied, or in the Native American community, that there is this sense of self-worth and worthiness that can be really detrimental to people's health.
Oh gosh! I mean, what is the value of self-worth? I look at I was so lucky to be raised in a wonderful family. I mean, not perfect, not right. Perfect at all. They bickered. My mom and dad bickered a lot, but I knew absolutely that I was loved, and it wasn't in "I love you," it was in a sense of they valued me, and just unspoken "I value you" kind of a thing that you come from family. So what can you do? Does it have to be a parent that tells you? No, it can be a teacher that tells you you're valued. It can be a friend that says that you're valued, and it has to come with valuing them.
Right.
it has to be real, you know. So I know that the more we value each other, as human beings, the better it gives back to the giver, for one thing. Mm-hmm. So if you want to write a book about how to be successful in life, it has everything to do with valuing other people.
Mm-hmm. That just doesn't seem like it should be that hard, does it? Maybe we should just value one another and treat each other as we want to be treated. And
the golden rule.
It comes back to that. Be well. I'm glad that you're doing the happy dance and that you're well enough to come into the studio and talk to us. And we really value our time together. This is a great show for people to tune in to see On Call with the Prairie Doc. And it's Thursday evenings at 7 Central, 6 Mountain on the Facebook page for the Prairie Doc and on SDPB TV. Dr. Holm, I love you. Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. I love you too.